all the displays you need to get some great ideas. Once again, fall planning is right now, so make sure you pop by Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center, especially for their Customer Appreciation Day, Saturday, September 24th. Some of the best deals you'll find all year round. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center, 636-458-9202 or pasiglia.com.
The sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for Samsung laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with 6 locations and Samsung kitchen packages at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at theappliancediscounters.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Mizzou fans, it's time to head back to Faurot Field Saturday, September 24th, when your Tigers host Delaware State at 3 p.m. Tickets are still available, including the $99 Fox Sports 4-pack, which is 4 tickets to the game for only $99, courtesy of Fox Sports Midwest and Fox Sports Kansas City. Order your tickets now by calling 1-800-CATPAWS or log on to MUTigers.com. It's Mizzou versus Delaware State, Saturday, September 24th at 3 o'clock. We'll see you at the zoo.
Trust the security leader for over 140 years to protect your home, family, and all you care about. ADT Security. It's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air.
Making fun of something that used to be on the air here. It deserves to be made fun of.
Vomit.
Oh, my goodness. Vomit.
Ew.
Vomit. Vomit. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 22nd edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That's two people. Mark is Mark Reardon. Jason is Jason Becker. And there was Stiefel Nicholas. That's Bob Stiefel and James Nicholas. I made that up. I don't know who Stiefel is. I don't know who those people are. But it's a terrific company, and these are a couple of great guys, and they'd like to help you and evaluate what you're doing with your $25,000 or more and tell you if it's a good idea or a bad idea. The joke brought to you by Huber and Associates. Round of quick introductions. Our control board is masterfully run by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And with costs going up, it would be a good idea.
It would be.
It would be a good idea to have a strategy in place.
I didn't make fun of it.
I know. That was very nice.
I'm your friend.
And you can give yourself pay raises. And Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
You sounded kind of like a Swedish guy. It would be.
Well, there goes our Swedish audience. It's offended them.
Sorry.
He'll be playing golf tomorrow, and helping him spot the ball will be Judy and her husband, who paid $500 just to be ball spotters. Thank you, Judy and Mr. Judy. We look forward to meeting you tomorrow. His name is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez will be out at Normandy Golf Club tomorrow. You won't know who he is, because that's the whole point. He's head of security. He's there. He's watching. He's Hebe Jimenez. Bernice is in heaven.
Oh,
horses,
Hind. Well, Bernice zipped my pants back.
Wow.
From heaven.
Heavenly
she
hands.
She unzipped my pants. It's like telepathy or something. I said, Bernice, and I looked down and my pants unzipped. Wow. That's that, what was that, Uri Geller or something? That bend the spoons?
Yes.
Bernice, that was impressive.
And from heaven. Yeah. Kind of like
hand of the stranger. I want to see it from heaven telepathically. She can zip them back up. Bernice, zip up my pants. Yeah, look at that. Wow, that's a great trick. Radboy tried to do this a year or two ago. It didn't go over very well. He's going to try it again tomorrow. He has made for this golf outing some special golf tees, and they're carved and made out of what are they made?
Cheese.
Cheese tees, he calls them. He's going to try to sell them tomorrow. Good luck with that. Not interested. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All Born Orchestra. Yeah, because when it's warm, cheese teas are just kind of be too soft.
Right.
Melt. Turn to goo. All right. Thank you so much. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason, Mark Rudin, Jason Becker. If you are currently working with a financial advisor, the first thing I'd say is way to go. That's smart. That's never a bad idea. But how about a second opinion on what you're doing with your $25,000 or more? That's not a bad idea either. Two names, Mark Reardon, Jason Becker. Do you know that I know three Mark Reardons? That's not that common a name.
No.
The one I want you to know is this guy. The one you'll meet when you go to markandjason.com and get their phone number and you call that number. They will tell you if your portfolio is performing as well as they think it should be. And if your assets are properly diversified, that's that old don't put all your eggs in one basket thing. Who did that? Was it Benjamin Franklin? Who said that? Don't put all your eggs. Somebody said that. It's a good idea. They'll also tell you about tax-advantaged investing strategies that you might have overlooked. And they will explain options for claiming Social Security benefits. What they'll do, in short, is just tell you if you're on the right track reach your financial goals. And if you're not, they will give you ideas as to what they would do. So call them. Their phone number is on their website, which I'm about to give you. The meeting is complimentary. You have no obligation. They're not going to force you to sign anything. It's just a meeting. And then you see if you like what they have to say. All that information is at markandjason.com. There was Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSC. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Yes, there's something.
Check your phone.
Share it with the class.
Okay, check your phone.
Hang on, I gotta check my phone.
No, you can go ahead and go to the class.
From downtown, yeah, thank you. I just said it. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLean Cab. Celebrating 70 years this year. It's her 70th birthday. The McLean Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Please download it. And now, here's Bill Cleveland. How are you, Bill? Oh, shoot. I got to push
the button.
How are you? Hey, I'm good. Before you say
I'm good. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
I am a professional broadcaster, as you all know, and I am in downtown Detroit, Michigan, not downtown St. Louis. So I was introduced improperly.
My mistake. Yeah. Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City. That's a song. Bobby Bear, I think, sang it. Before you do anything, I just want to mention that you are in Detroit. Mm-hmm. On what is to most people another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
He was right.
Yeah, thank you. I got to be honest. I did forget it.
Dan sent me a text.
I forgot sleepy, dusty Delta day. Thank you, Dan. Sorry, Bill, but
that's kind of exciting being part of that.
I hear what I've always heard is that Detroit is a horrible place. Is a city. It's just a horrible place, isn't it?
Well, so here's the deal. First of all, I'm a member of the Midwest Travel Writers Association, and they're having their big conference here in Detroit. And I feel like there are a lot of similarities between St. Louis and Detroit in terms of perception. Both Detroit and St. Louis make that whole America's Most Dangerous City list. Mm-hmm. You hear a lot of things, especially because of Ferguson. People are too afraid to come to St. Louis. You just mentioned in Detroit.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I've been here for 2 days. I'll be here through Sunday. I am really impressed with this city. Mm. It is the marketing slogan that they use is America's Comeback City. And I got to tell you, I've been all over it. I just actually was walking for like the last 2 hours through downtown by myself. Never once felt unsafe. There are all sorts of new businesses going down here. There are a lot of people who are moving into the city. A lot of people have been saying that, oh, it's got just vacant and everybody. There's like 700,000 people that live in the 8 mile radius of downtown now, and their apartments and new condos are all selling out like crazy.
Have you gone into Greektown?
I've not made it over into Greektown.
It's like anywhere else, though. I'm sure
it has its bad.
I'm sure there are still horrible places to be in Detroit. There are horrible places around here in the city. It's pretty much every city has that. Chicago has it. Everywhere has it.
There's some good restaurants.
You're absolutely right.
Good restaurants down on the waterfront.
There's some folks think I'm big in Detroit City. From the letters that they write, they think I'm fine. But by day, I make the cars. By night, I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines. Thank you.
Hey, Bill.
Detroit City, Bobby Bear. Thank you.
Have somebody drive you down Highway 95 to exit 69, Big Beaver Road.
Ooh.
Big Beaver Road.
Big Beaver Road, exit 69.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's it.
These guys are laughing. I don't get it. Big Beaver, exit 69. What's funny about that?
Is that on the way to all those bottomless places in Windsor?
No. That's the opposite direction.
Oh, no. Here's how you get to those.
No, that's the opposite direction.
There you go, Bill. Make a trip over to Windsor.
Yeah, I was going to say, they haven't taken us to any strip clubs, but I do see Windsor. I can see it from my hotel room on the 30th floor. I can see across the river over there. And that's where all the...
How many people are at this writers' conference?
There are 100. So there are writers from all over the country, and there are also people who represent destinations. I shouldn't say all over the country. The Midwest. There are 11 states that are considered Midwest states. Yeah. And then so writers and then people who represent certain destinations. It's a lot of fun. It's a great group. So,
my next question could be awkward.
Yes.
You mentioned a few days ago that you had a girlfriend. Is that still going? How's that still? Is that still going?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is she with you?
No, she's not, but I can bring guests, so maybe on the next one she'll get to tag them. I think that one's down in Florida.
Let me just ask you, if you take her next time, you met her. Have you met her in person, or is this just an awkward?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Okay.
No.
How do you handle the awkwardness of she goes with you on the next one, and now you're in the same room, and who sleeps with her? I mean, how do you deal with that? Do you just play it by ear and just let it kind of work itself out?
Let's play it by ear.
It would make it a lot easier if she'd just say, now, Bill, I know we've never, been in a motel together, but I just want you to know right now, I hope you are willing to have a lot of sex with me. That would make it so much easier, wouldn't it?
I think so. You want to call her and tell her that?
You could tell her.
Plant that seed, huh?
Seed? I wouldn't say that.
Seed. You know what? I'm sorry. I forgot what show I was talking
about. Plant that seed.
Edit that out.
You could say, I'd like to get to know you better, baby.
Oh, see, I don't think that's funny. Bill Cleveland is my friend.
I'm
proud to say Bill Cleveland is our friend. Pian and I would never...
Bill, do you have your passport?
No, you're not.
Do you have your... Oh, man, too bad. You could have taken the tunnel, gone over to the Windsor for a while, and...
Taking the tunnel? Now that sounds dirty.
It does
the
dirty.
Tunnel.
He's trying to get you to go to a strip club. Dad, he's a girlfriend, Dad. Maybe he doesn't want
to. Can I tell you the honest to God truth? I have never been in a strip club, and I have no desire to go in a strip club.
And I'll tell you the truth. I have been, and you haven't missed anything. They're dingy, and they're creepy. And
not cheetahs. Cheetahs is the greatest.
Listen to the strip club expert.
Before I go, I have to tell you, though, I did get to go to Motown today, which was really cool. But very quick, but very, very cool. And that is a really awesome tour. People would never get to go in the actual studio where they recorded all of those great songs.
All right, let me suggest something to you.
Yes.
Get the documentary, now that you've been there, Standing in the Shadows of Motown.
Mentioned it today. I've not seen it.
You will love this. It's a tremendous documentary. It's the story of the Funk Brothers, who are the people that played on like 150 of the biggest Motown hits.
They had pictures of them in the studio today. So, yeah, I'll absolutely check that out. And then I've been posting a lot of pictures, so if anybody wants to see them, you can go to facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad.
Now, do you have a segment? If you have a segment, feel free to go ahead and do it.
No, let's just end it with that, especially after that nose jab.
See what you did, Dan?
Oh, man, I'm sorry,
Bill.
You
made me mad, and now sign off, Bill.
Yeah, all right, I can do that. The Bill Clevland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown Detroit City, I'm Bill Clevland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
I don't think I've ever been to Detroit.
Yeah, I know I haven't.
I've never had a reason to go. That was Bill Clevland.
Remember hearing all those stories, Dan, talking about the...
I've been there lots of times.
The bottomless strip clubs. I think that's one of the few... I don't think in the United States.
No, that's over in Windsor. In Canada.
What do you mean? You can't have... you're saying you can't have bottomless strip clubs?
I know the ones that are on the other side of the river. I don't...
I believe we went to a couple, and I think it was total, I think, nudity.
I know there's different rules for that. It requires different things. I don't know if you can't serve alcohol. I don't know. But there.
Never understood the pasties thing.
No, I didn't get that.
What was that about? That was Bill Clevland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Our joke will be brought to you by Huber and Associates. The doors are all closed. Opportunities are gone. Everything's accounted for our tournament tomorrow. Thank you, everybody who had anything to do with that. If you've never seen it, there's a little YouTube show, I guess you call it, called Between Two Ferns. It's Zach Galifianakis, who I don't really like, but this thing is so stupid, it's funny, and he interviews people, and there's one up now where he interviews Hillary Clinton. It is hysterical, and to her credit, she does a really good job,
mm-hmm.
and sits there and allows him to say some really insulting things. And when he says them, you just go, ooh, I'll bet she gets up and leaves. But she didn't, and she knew what was coming, and she was willing to play along.
Yeah, I guarantee the entire script.
Oh, no, she knew.
Was, yes, it wasn't like he
but
was.
But you would agree she did a really.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
She's very smart that way, because.
Oh, remember she did, was it last year, Saturday Night Live, where the one girl that played
Amy,
McKinnon.
Amy Poehler.
The new one that does her.
McKinnon.
Yes. They were together in a
making
scene.
Making fun of her laugh.
Yes.
That's the smartest thing a candidate can do. If you want the young vote, it's kind of like Tony Bennett is smart, because he acknowledges and recognizes new music and the artists, and next thing you know, he's doing duets with them and selling more records. It's smart. What she did was very, very smart. President Obama has a half-brother, as you may know, in Kenya, and he says he's voting for Donald Trump because he thinks Hillary is a liar and a hypocrite just like his brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. It's I didn't make it up. That's what he said. And I don't know why they can't find these two guys they're looking for in New York that they're wanting to talk to about the bomb. I've never seen a clearer picture of two people. How can, after days, they still can't find these guys? You think by now somebody would go, oh, yeah, that's what's his name? They live in my apartment complex. And the next thing is pretty disturbing. We'll save that for later. It's a horrible thing that happened in Dearborn, Michigan. I'll just give you the short version of it. Guy called police yesterday and said, hey, I just killed my entire family. You better get over here. And they did. And he has asphyxiated his two young children in a car, shot and killed his two stepchildren, and slashed and shot his wife. And when they showed up, he was standing on the front porch. He said, oh, they're all in there dead.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. There you go. See? There are a lot of crazy people. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Our joke is brought to you by Huber & Associates. They're in the IT business. They've been IT specialists for over 28 years. It's H-U-B-E-R. Here's the thing. Smart people, really smart people, sometimes what they're smartest about is bringing in people who are smarter. Meaning, if you're really smart, you realize things you don't know, things you need help with, so you get people to come in and help you so that you are even more successful. That's what Huber does. That's what people who hire Huber, that's why the companies that do that are smart, because they know that internally they don't quite have the IT horsepower that they should, so they take on a partner, Huber & Associates. They've been doing this for over 28 years, and they have clients all over the country. And what they do is really pretty simple. I think you know what IT is. It's information technology, and they help companies solve their problems using that technology. They use it to increase productivity and to lower costs and to help you with your customer interactions, to enable your employees to work faster and smarter. They use the right technology to help you improve your business and make your business more competitive and more successful. The rest of what they do and how they do it is on their website, and I would like for you to go and look at their website. It's teamhuber.com. Teamhuber.com. A great Missouri-based company out of Jeff City, servicing clients all over the United States. Teamhuber.com. Earlier, Max, what's his last name?
Foyzy.
Yeah, I always have trouble with that. Rick Sanborn's son. He's working here now. And he mentioned a name earlier that reminded me of a joke. And immediately I knew I wanted to tell the Murray Fink joke. And I remember where I heard the joke. I heard it from Outdoors Ned. Outdoors Ned, I think it may be the only joke he's ever told me. I didn't know. And as soon as he told me, I thought, wow, I'll use this joke for the next 30 years. And I will. It's the story of a salesman who's in a town for a big, big sales presentation. I mean, this is a big potential account. Flies in late, gets the hotel, and he's unpacking, and he does not know how it happened, but his suit, and the only suit he has a giant rip down around the crotch area. Did it happen in luggage? He doesn't know, but now he's beside himself because tomorrow morning at 8:30, he's to get up and give a presentation. He can't get up with a big, ripped-out crotch. So he looks out the window of the hotel, and he sees a tailor shop across the street. And the sign on it says, Murray Fink. What do you think? I mend clothes for free. He runs, grabs a suit, runs out the hotel, across the street, walks in just as Mr. Fink is closing. He goes, oh, are you Murray Fink? He goes, yes, that's me, Murray Fink. He says, oh, my God, I saw your sign. Listen, it's a crisis. I have a big presentation tomorrow morning at 8:30. Look, and he shows him the suit and the pants with the big rip in the crotch. He goes, Mr. Fink, can you mend this? Of course I can. He says, now, meeting's at 8:30. I get it. He says, leave it with me. Come in tomorrow at 8 o'clock. It'll be perfect. He says, oh, my, thank you. As he walks away, he turns and looks again at the sign. He goes, this is like a miracle. There it is, Murray Fink. What do you think? I mend clothes for free. Next morning, he's in there right at 8 o'clock, and Mr. Fink has the suit on a hanger. He checks it out. It's perfect. You can't tell there was ever a rip. It's like the guy is a miracle worker. He's almost to think, my goodness, thank you. This is perfect, because that would be $350. He says, I beg your pardon? He goes, $350. I'm cutting you a break. I had to work on it last night. Had to open early. He goes, hold on a second, Mr. Fink. Your sign on the front. He said, what about it? He said, well, it says clearly Murray Fink. What do you think? And then it says, I mend clothes for free. He goes, no. You're reading it wrong. It says, Murray Fink. What, do you think I mend clothes for free?
Oh, meep, meep.
All right, it's time for a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's a bit of a mess out there. Still working with this accident blocking the two right lanes on eastbound 270 just past 370. You're backed all the way up to Highway 70. Now, if you're coming in on eastbound Highway 40, you've got slow-to-stop-and-go pockets between Clarkson and Mason. They just cleared an accident at McKnight, so it's still pretty bogged down between 270 and McKnight. And now there's another crash blocking the two right lanes just before Grand, and that had you back to Hampton. Now, it looks like we may have had an instart, still one, but we can't see it on camera. On westbound 364 at the Maryland Heights Expressway, because you're jammed back to Highway 270. Southbound 270 from Page down through Doherty Ferry is stop and go. If you are on eastbound 70, now you're slowing from the Earth City Expressway all the way in through the construction zone at Highway 170. Northbound 170, you're slowing from about Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. And on westbound 44, we're pretty heavy, the Merrimack River Bridge out almost to Highway 141. And this report brought to you by Burger King's Breakfast. What's the best place to have your breakfast? How about on a warm croissant? Now at Burger King, get two croissant wedge breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Two for $4 croissant wedge only at Burger King. Price and participation vary. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
This is Howard Richards. Join us this Saturday for Mizzou football as the Tigers host the Delaware State Hornets on the Big 550, KTRS.
KTRS coverage begins at 1 p.m. The kickoff is at 3.
Touchdown, Missouri!
We are Mizzou.
You've made the promise you're going to get a brand new deck for next summer, but you also know that the prices are going up. Can I make a suggestion? At Outdoor Living, Pat Leahy and the crew will install your deck in 2017 at 2016 prices. You see, they have new pricing every single year, but you can lock in the pricing now for next year with Pat Leahy and Outdoor Living. They operate their own lumber yard, and they can supply all of the decking materials you need for your project. They also offer AZEK decking, which is made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, and mildew resistant, and it comes in 17 different colors. You want that deck. You've been dreaming about that outdoor space. Now let Outdoor Living, Inc. help you. You're ready for next summer, but you want to lock in now for 2016 prices. Outdoor Living, it's in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Hi, this is John Shea from the Inside Out Show. Nearly all of us have appliances that break down. A washing machine, a dryer, a refrigerator, an ice machine, or a stove. Nothing can be more frustrating. Who can we call for quick, reliable service at a reasonable price? Who is the standard in service? I'd like to suggest the good folks at St. Louis Appliance Repair. They've been in business since 1958, providing award-winning service for manufacturers such as Sub-Zero, Wolf, Asco, Bosch, Thermador, Decor, True, Maytag, Genair, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid. St. Louis Appliance Repair technicians are factory-certified professionals who take care of your home while fixing those broken appliances. Chances are, if you're hearing this commercial, St. Louis Appliance Repair is in your area. For the sophisticated homeowner, St. Louis Appliance Repair is the appliance repair company that sets the standard for service with a knowledgeable, respectful, professional team, because only St. Louis Appliance Repair has a trusted 58-year history. Locally owned and family operated, give St. Louis Appliance Repair a call at 636-349-5588. That's 636-349-5588 or stlapplianterepair.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson, paid by OpenJar.
Attention, if you or a loved one took blood thinner medications and experienced a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to cash compensation. Call 800-238-4177 now. Popular blood thinner medications such as Xarelto or Pradaxa have been linked to an increased risk of severe internal bleeding, hemorrhaging, stroke, heart attack, and even death. If you or a loved one has experienced a serious bleeding event or died from serious internal bleeding after taking any blood thinner medication, including Xarelto or Pradaxa, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call Blood Thinner Helpline now at 800-238-4177. Our network of experienced attorneys are ready to help fight for you. You won't pay a thing until your case is settled. Call 800-238-4177. Don't delay, because the window to file a claim is limited. If you or a loved one has been hospitalized or died after taking any blood thinner medications, including Xarelto or Pradaxa, you may be entitled to substantial cash compensation. Call 800-238-4177. 800-238-4177.
I counted on my
my Medicare and Medicaid cards every day. Then I heard about a simple plan from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield and called 1-844-84-ANTHEM. This plan goes beyond the basic health benefits of original Medicare. Now my Anthem card gives me the extra benefits I deserve, all for a $0 plan premium.
If you have Medicare and Medicaid, talk to one of our representatives. Call 1-844-84-ANTHEM. That's 1-844-842-6843. Call 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Paid after portrayal. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and or copayments coinsurance may change on January 1st of each year. Part B premium is covered for full dual enrollees. This plan is available to anyone who has both medical assistance from the state and Medicare. In Missouri, excluding 30 counties in the Kansas City area, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the trade name of Right Choice Managed Care, Inc., Healthy Alliance Life Insurance Company, and HMO Missouri, Inc., independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
The Diamond family is moving to their new superstore. This is the moving sale you don't want to miss. Save up to 60% store-wide on thousands of fine jewelry pieces. All of it must go. The Diamond family is moving to their new location and selling this location to the bare walls. Hundreds, if not thousands, of fine jewelry pieces priced for immediate sale, up to 60% off. The Diamond family is located at Lafayette Center on Manchester Road in Manchester. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5. You don't want to miss this sale.
Hi, Mike England, president of St. Mary's High School. At St. Mary's, we understand how young men learn. We've developed a student-centered curriculum to take advantage of brain-compatible learning. Our innovative program integrates 21st-century learning technology, including the use of one-on-one Chromebooks, flipped classroom instruction, and Project Lead the Way's computer science classes. Be a part of a world-class academic program that prepares young men for today and for the future. St. Mary's High School, our side, South Side.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of Samsung appliances all at huge savings. These Samsung appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them. And on top of the lowest price, receive cash rebates on select Samsung purchases. Check out the look of this line at any of our six showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
90% of financial advisors give advice geared towards the accumulation phase. Buy and hold. You're in it for the long haul. It's only a paper loss. But once you retire, that kind of advice doesn't apply anymore. You need a different approach. Why? One reason is you don't have time to recover if there's another huge market loss. Wake up to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KTRS, where you'll get safe, secure retirement advice that works.
Hey, it's John Carney. We're out of the studio Tuesday, September 27th, because we're going to go down to the Fairing Jazz Bistro on Washington Avenue. Talk with Gene Dobbs Bradford about all the new artists and returning favorites coming to jazz at the Bistro. Also, the new Thursday morning coffee concerts set for this year. We'll also play some conversations we've had with some of the greats that have graced those stages. Join us at the newly renovated Fairing Jazz Bistro for a live broadcast Tuesday, September 27th at the Carney Show. We'll see you then.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home.
I sort of halfway expected somebody to cough up a bunch of money to pay to have Mike Evans flown in, but they didn't. I guess the audience just doesn't care for him. My mic's not on, is it?
No.
Oh, good. Time to go to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Sitting in my home as of yesterday till I ate it all with some fantastic meat from the Smokehouse Market. Last week, I had some great salmon from the Smokehouse Market. A lot of good stuff there. And, of course, Annie Gunn's gift card is always a great idea to either one. They're both on the east end of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley and now from Southern California. Here's Mike Evans.
Yeah, I understand that you don't take me on the cruise, but you don't bring me in for a golf tournament.
Well, it's charity, and to pay you would be money that...
You don't pay me.
Well, we have to pay a flight in.
Yeah.
Well, that's money.
They would bring more people in who would want to play with me.
See, he's got a point now. Now we realize.
Oh,
you know what? Next year we'll know better.
Okay.
No, we'll know. Next year.
Popular question, name the Emma who was once arrested for domestic violence, spent a short time in jail, but charges were dropped when her boyfriend refused to prosecute. Emma Roberts, Emma Watson, Emma Stone, Emma Thompson. Thank you. I've never suggested you buy a magazine, however.
And there's always a however in life.
The current issue of Elle's magazine has a pictorial of Miley Cyrus.
A pictorial?
Well, I'm not a fan of Miley Cyrus.
What do they have?
Pictorial?
Pictorial.
Is that like a pictorial?
It's the sexiest spread I've ever seen of a woman that was completely dressed.
Whoa.
Who's it, Miley?
Miley?
Miley Cyrus.
She can look cute.
Well, remember we saw that clip?
Yes.
She's on The Voice now.
Yes.
And she looked normal. She didn't have the shaved head anymore, long
hair. She can
hair.
Be cute.
Yeah, but she looks unbelievable in this thing.
Easy, Mike.
And Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose, isn't much of an actress. Can't sing, but she's getting a lot of great supermodel jobs now. Lily Rose Depp is a hottie. Every once in a while, you know, even Frank says, you know, I have to tell one of my stories, and this sort of fits in with our date in history, and I got a story to tell you.
Well, today. We'd love to hear it.
1927, on this date, Tommy Lasorda was born.
Wow.
And the story is that, you know, I traveled with the Dodgers for 4 years. Tommy was a friend, saw him every day for those 4 years. Hadn't seen Tommy in 20 years since I left the ball club. Until last year when Cheryl and I were at the United Airlines Red Carpet Club and we were headed out for vacation. She was in the TV room. I went in to get some coffee where the coffee machine was. Lo and behold, there's Tommy. Tommy, Mike Evans, Tommy. Oh, got big hugs. I was asking, how's your wife, Joey? And he's asking about my kids. And have you seen Straw or talked to Straw? You know, we're talking about all the old guys. And then I said, Tommy, I got married 19 years ago. I want you to meet my wife. So we go back to the TV room. I said, Cheryl, Tommy, Cheryl, they hug. We reminisce another 15 minutes or so. Then Tommy says, I got to catch my plane. We exchange numbers. And he leaves. And Cheryl looks at me and says, who was that fat old man?
Well, that's interesting because Tommy probably turns to somebody and goes, who was that guy I was talking to?
Yeah, right.
Who was that guy pretending I knew?
Mm-hmm.
Did he curse?
Baseball watch pitch. It's on Fox TV tonight.
Did Tommy curse at all when you were with him? Because he curses. He can curse.
Yep. He cursed me out.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
A long time ago. And one morning, the Dodgers were in town. I called the hotel and asked for Tommy Lasorda's room.
Oh, boy.
To do an interview. It was 7:15 in the morning.
Well, he should have.
He picked up the phone and went, hello. I said, Tommy Lasorda? Dan Strauss, WMRY, how are you? Who?
Was he scheduled to do an interview?
No.
This is Dan, typical Dan.
Nope. And then he proceeded to let some expletives fly.
Well,
the cheapest son of a bitch I ever met in my life.
Really?
Yeah, we went to New York one time, and a buddy of his had this Italian restaurant down on the Lower East Side in Little Italy, and about 15 of us went there, and he comped us all dinner. And then Lasorda liked the wine, so he asked the guy for 4 or 5 bottles of the wine to take back to the room.
And one of those comped.
And never, one of those comped, and then stiffed him on the tip.
Oh, man.
Man.
I write guys like that off.
And finally.
Yeah, listen, what a pro. He knew we needed to get out.
Name the Emma who's arrested for domestic violence, Emma Watson, Emma Roberts, Emma Stone, Emma Thompson.
I'll go Stone.
Thompson.
I'll go Eminem. No, he's not Eminem. Emma Stone.
Her boyfriend at the time was Evan Peters from the X-Men series. You stupid, ignorant slunts.
Oh.
Emma Roberts. Please. Maybe I'll just fly out myself and play golf. Oh, that's right.
All right.
Have room for me. Thank you.
We'll make room.
We'll make room for her.
All right.
Did he hang up?
Yeah, he hung up.
Oh.
Yeah, because he didn't want to hear our response to that. Sorry, we're full. Plus, he would humiliate everybody. He's a good golfer. He's good. Yeah. He's was he, like, I guess like a 6 or 7 handicap or something like that. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, two of my favorite places. East end of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, they sell thousands of gift cards a year. Because nobody, like, remember that great slogan, nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. Nobody doesn't like a gift card from Annie Gunn's of the Smokehouse. Also in Chesterfield Valley, down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over here.
That wind blows. Yeah, thank you. I delivered to my home this morning from Amini's, and I'm so excited, my electronic shuffleboard / bowling machine. Ooh. My grandson is going to lose his mind. He is my excuse now for buying toys. Amini's sells things like that, like pinball machines and arcade games and pool tables. And they also sell some of the finest furniture made in the world. And when you have decided it's time to reward yourself for your success in life and you're ready for the best, Amini's. Everything in there doesn't cost tens of thousands of dollars. There's lots of stuff in there for a few hundred dollars. And if you've never been in there, go for this reason. This is, you don't really need a reason to go in. Maybe you do. Here it is, the rug, the carpet that's hanging in Amini's. With a price tag of $700,000. It was a toss-up. I was either going to get the bowling shuffleboard thing or that rug.
Oh.
I went with the electronic bowling game. A little less expensive. If you're under the impression that everything in Amini's is something you can't afford, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's just that they don't sell any junk. You buy patio furniture there, you're not going to have to buy patio furniture maybe for the rest of your life, certainly for a long, long time. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S. Please go in. Just please go and walk around. You will be so glad you did. Tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. Again, Amini's.com.
All right, it's time for a final check on traffic this afternoon. Here is Tim Weiland.
Well, eastbound 270 is finally thinning out. They cleared the accident after 370, so just a little bit of a slowdown there. Still working with the accident on eastbound Highway 40 before Grand. Right lane is blocked there. It looks like we're backed up all the way to McKnight. Southbound 270 still stop and go from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Slow pockets to Gravois. We have westbound 364 thinned out. Southbound 170, that's still pretty heavy from Ladue down through Highway 40, but the worst of everything right now is try to avoid eastbound 70 if you can, because I'll tell you what, you're jammed up the Earth City Expressway through Highway 170. That's where that work zone is. And this traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Then stop by Advance, and they'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday on the McGraw Show, Larry from First Rule of Tech News. David Blaustein reviews the weekend movies. Howard Richard previews Missouri versus Delaware State. And we also have a preview of the St. Louis Scottish Games. That's all starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow on the Big 550 KTRS.
ABC Radio's Ryder Cup Rundown. Brought to you by StubHub.
Davis Love III is the captain of the 2016 USA Ryder Cup team. Love was captain in 2012. And as a player, he participated in 6 Ryder Cups. This year's event begins on September 27th at the Hazeltine National Golf Club in Chaska, Minnesota.
What's more exciting than watching golf on the couch? Experiencing the Ryder Cup live at Hazeltine. Say no to the living room and yes to Ryder Cup tickets. StubHub, your ticket out.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
All right, I don't have my headphones on. I put them in the drawer, and I don't know why. And I have no idea where the music is or how much time I have. But thank you for joining us. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks
nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear. All
right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
What we're learning tonight about two bodies discovered inside an Alton apartment building today.
A Collinsville High School student injured during a fall on campus has died. How Trey Turner is being remembered.
A warning from Granite City Police about a group of creepy clowns pulling off pranks that have residents on edge.
And Jason Kander calls on lawmakers to step up when it comes to medical marijuana in Missouri.
Well, we begin tonight with breaking news, a follow-up rather, a happy ending tonight after a car is stolen with a baby inside.
That's right. Fox 2's Catherine Hessel is live on the scene in North St. Louis with the very latest for us. Catherine.
Yeah, it is a happy ending here. I'm here at the Wool Recreation Center off Kings Highway. Behind me, you can see are some bathrooms. We're in a park. That's where this two-month-old baby was found after a car was stolen from a gas station about a mile and a half away. Now, the car was taken from the gas station at Goodfellow and Natural Bridge Road. Apparently, the mother had gone inside, left the baby inside the car.